Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to What Must the Podcast, episode 184 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, 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 hello. It's 2 days after Halloween.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Holy moly, was Halloween big this year.
Oh, was it?
Oh, shit. I went to this new estate, Bewley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was like, you know, you see Stranger Days or Stranger Things or whatever. Yeah. And there's like streets full of like thousands of kids wandering around.
It's oh,
like,
that's nice.
You might sort of close the roads. I've never seen so many. I mean, when I was a kid, Halloween wasn't even a thing. And now it's like rivals Christmas.
Why were you there? Your kids are too old.
I was taking my kid to a tutor.
Oh, okay. Well, I see. So, yeah, yeah.
So I was there for an hour.
Yeah.
And people go fucking gangbusters. There's a guy. He had like a big video screen on the side of his house and like dry ice machines outside. And oh,
fair play, good effort. Yeah.
Music. And, was it big in your youth, Halloween? Or that, we just imported this from America now, I guess.
I think it was big. Well, it was something you did. Like, but I mean, I don't know.
Did you take yours out?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Because they're the
dressed
age.
Up?
Yeah. I wasn't dressed up. No.
Not just people dressed up as big blue fucking sharks this year. I don't know what that was about.
Blue sharks?
Yeah, grown ass men dressed as massive fucking blue sharks.
Oh, well, no. I didn't see that. Yeah.
I could see you dressed up as a blue shark.
Oh, great.
Your kids dress up as?
Hazel wanted to go as a cat.
Yeah.
And Arthur has a pumpkin outfit.
That's pretty cute.
He's so cute. Yeah, he looks so cute in it.
Cat and pumpkin.
Yeah. But they didn't match up with the other kids from the other kids that walked to school. Because those kids were with other kids, etc. So we just went our own route. Yeah, we did our own route.
Mm. Cool. I mean,
but I do like that. There's like, if you decorate your house, then that basically means that you're willing to be knocked on.
Yeah, like, put a pumpkin out.
Yeah, exactly, which is cool.
Yeah.
Because I'd hate to like be annoying somebody that didn't want it. Yeah.
Right. So what are we going to talk about today? A whole lot of nothing, I think.
Okay. Great.
Mixed bag of stuff. Which just means a bit of everything.
Because
We're in a bit of a lull now before the end of the year. There's no more tournaments. Some prep for next year, I guess. Mm-hmm. We've had quite a few contacts.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them have been around a bit longer than others.
Yep.
Because I haven't been that up to date with the old Facebook.
Not surprising.
I found a post from you from, I don't know when that was from.
Oh, what? It was about Salute? Yeah, yeah, well.
Please post up these pictures. Did you send this?
Would have been around April, wouldn't it? Well done, Barry.
Was that really from April? Because I hadn't seen it. I hadn't logged in on the app. So forwarded them.
Yep, well,
it wasn't even at Salute, was it? It was in somebody's garage. It looked like.
Yeah, it was the trial run of it. Yeah.
Did you see it on the Warmaster group? Did you comment on it or anything?
No, I don't remember. Yeah.
No, I mean recently when I posted it up.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think so. I can't remember.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it did look very nice.
Yeah, it was cool. It was sweet, and it got a lot. It got a nice bit of attention at Salute, that table. Yeah, it's like.
And what else? We got some listener stuff.
Uh huh.
We're going to talk about what you've been playing this year.
Uh huh.
What? I guess you've just been playing song, haven't you? Mainly.
I talk about it, but yeah. is that when we're talking about?
Mm. Yeah, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk a little bit about kicks and Kickstarters.
Yep.
We're going to talk a little bit about Blackgate towards the end.
Yep.
And tournaments for next year.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what have you been doing this year?
Have we done the feedback of the LGT? Like the
yes, you did it half cocked as usual. So we had.
Oh, we did that. Yeah. Oh, we did that. We did do that episode. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And Jana's won.
Yeah, Jana's won. Yeah.
Jana's won using the high elf list that you lost with.
Yes. I lost bad with. Right. Quiz away.
So, what have you been playing this year? I mean, let's talk about stuff you've been doing.
Oh, okay. So, this year I haven't played like a range of game systems like that I had done like in previous years. It is mostly been Song of Ice and Fire. It's like in terms of the numbers of games, the most regularly it's been Song of Ice and Fire. But I'd like it to be more War Master, but it is, you know, that. So it's those two game systems pretty much exclusively.
I'll tell you what I find. It's an old game problem. It's like the 6x4 is a fucking pain in the arse table size.
Mm-hmm.
So I can set one up at home, but it really isn't easy to put up.
Yeah.
To find space for a 6x4. It's a bit like having a room big enough for a pool table.
Yeah.
Because
it's
a similar kind of size. You need to be able to get round it as well. So I think like more modern games, if you were rebuilding it, you'd try and get away from a 6x4, especially with the scale of the fucking miniatures.
Oh, with War Master?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a 4x4.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be a 4x4?
But it really is, basically, is it? Like, you can play a 2,000-point game on a 4x4. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, and certainly if your game size is smaller than that, you don't need a 6x4 table.
And if one of you's not playing a silly horde army with, like, break 22 or something, you can easily use a 4x4.
Yeah, I think easily. So. It's just, it is using the right amount of scenery, isn't it? You know, an empty 4x4 table is a huge table, like, not a great one to play on, but you could overfill it with scenery equally. You have to find that balance right.
Mm. Yeah. So I would say, I think that, especially if you've not got a gaming club, like the thought of having to pitch up a 4x4 is quite intimidating. I think there was a survey, and most people's dining room table is like 5x3 or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a 4x4 kind of fits quite nicely onto that, and you've got a little bit of setup room. Yeah, the 6x4 I find a pain in the arse. Especially as, like, most of the time the flanks are kind of not used, unless you're playing Paul, and then he tends to abuse his flanks a bit more than most players. But most players don't even use the flanks.
No, I suppose not.
Mm-hmm. Just barrel down the middle.
I've dabbled in a few other games. I'll get my game plan out, a few other game systems. There's been On Bloody Ground, which was a game system that somebody in my club, connected to my club, had designed.
It's a bit of a spin on Song, isn't it?
It's a historical game system, but yes, a spin on Song. And also, recently I've been playing a game system called Conquest.
Oh.
Which by a company called Parabellum, which are a Greek company.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. People I like to play at the club had gotten into it, and
Eric and Ridden.
Eric and Reardon and Dan, and people are reliable to get a game out of.
Right.
And then it was quite easy to use Song models for that, because they'd said, like, oh, use this faction. 100 Kingdoms is the faction that is like you, is in the
Red Cloak.
That would be suitable for you, Paul. And I was like, well, I can just, use Song models for that. Just because the basing is like, it's the only thing that's different. And it's like, so it's okay. It's like, it's a conquest. It's all right. Yeah. It's like, it's entertaining. Yeah. Obviously, I wouldn't be able to, like, take my proxy, like, Song models to, like, a different event.
Tournaments, are
there? Oh, there's the tournaments for everything, aren't there? It's just how big they are is another question, but there's always tournaments. But I guess in the answer to your question, what have you been playing in 2023? It's also a whole lot of things I haven't been playing. Mm. Like, I haven't played at all. Like, Flames of War. Manowar, Epic Armageddon, sadly.
That's coming back round though again, isn't it? Maybe not
the scale Bolt Action. So there's a lot of,
I've got a game of that in a couple of weeks.
Oh, have you? Okay, so there's I've got a lot of things upstairs in my loft that I should actually time is always a limiting factor, but it's like I would probably sell on eBay now, like,
would get you? Rid of,
but yeah, just
you've done this before and then wanted them back again.
But at the moment, that isn't a question because A, I don't have the time, and B, I've got plenty of other things to sell on eBay anyway.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah, but I would do. I'm trying to.
You've not been tempted to do the new 40K or the. You're looking forward to the old world or.
So there was a rules section. Like, there was the first bit of rules they released, rules preview of Warhammer the Old World.
Oh, have they?
Put out, yeah. On Warhammer Community, that was quite recently.
Good, because I never see this stuff. So it's
well, you're never,
this.
You're never going to see anything, are you?
Well, I do see stuff. My beard gets older, and I get more into ancients.
Well,
not Warmaster ancients, just ancients in general.
Yeah. What was given away on their rules for Warhammer the Old World wasn't just a complete like take off. Okay, it's Fantasy Eighth again.
Is it?
It isn't that.
Well, what is it?
But it's going to be like a hybrid of things, of mechanics. But we'll see. I mean, ultimately, and there's quite a few, again, people I like to play in the club, you know, who are going to want to jump into this. But we'll see. I mean, like, see what we get when we get it. Like,
the fact that mothballed Skaven's going to hurt you.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, so what faction would I be playing? You know, like, I'm not going to get really old Skaven models, which are all at least 20 years old or more. You know, like, if I did Skaven, it would be a non-GW Skaven range. It would be some, you know, cheaper alternative, like, you know, alternative models or something like that.
Right.
You know, but still rats, but, like, not GW. Because I'm not interested there. Like, you know, but there are factions that they are redoing models for, but how much are they redoing them? I don't know.
I guess it depends on how, like, much,
because they actually showed the first units. They've redone, like, they're doing a Bretonian Knights on Foot unit, which is something that was never in Warhammer.
Right.
You know, Knights on Foot.
What?
As in a unit of them.
Okay.
And those models look fantastic, but they're going to be alongside, there's stuff in that range like Bretonians where there's stuff they're not going to change.
So would the Knights on Foot be a dismount option, or would you just...
No, they're like an option in the army list, like, you know...
Knights on Foot.
Knights on Foot, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's expanding. It's if they kept everything that was previously in the army list, it's expanding it. And that's no bad thing. But they're equally... It's like you're going to have a collection of these really nice new sculpted stuff alongside stuff that is quite old. You know,
fuck, I mean, some of the Bretonian stuff was like second edition nonsense, Bowman or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Like, and so it's you don't, and in, like, in, at the moment, I've heard why this game has the delay it has, but Legions Imperialis, that in the new epic, new Horus Heresy epic, to me is looks like I would love that game system. Because the models will look fantastic, like at a nice scale, and the rule system will be like heavily inspired from ones that have come before. So it'd be a decent rule set,
right?
But you know, I don't think there's, I don't, doesn't seem to that interest of mine doesn't seem to have been reflected anywhere else in somebody that I would play down the
club. So we're talking about the 8mm epic or whatever we're talking.
Yeah, the new epic that's coming out. Yeah.
It's got the same problem for me as Horus Heresy. I've got no interest in Marines on Marines because
there you go.
Different fucking colours. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
The Xenos is the where all the flavours in that fluff. I'm not really interested in Marines.
Yeah, same. Because to say, like, it's a shame that I haven't played like a game of Epic Armageddon like this year, because I think that's a really good game system.
Yeah, but Marines on Marines wasn't very good, was it?
I suppose. Yeah, but same factions as never is it? Yeah. Yeah. Fair one.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you'd build a game basically just playing like, yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, but they did. That's why they chose to build Horus Heresy, and some people have gone fucking nuts on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Gary's got so much fucking Horus Heresy stuff.
Well,
oh, Jesus, man. How far down this rabbit hole are you going?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a niche game.
Yeah.
But hey, he loves it.
Yep.
You played it.
Gary, not.
I mean, Horus Heresy.
Yeah,
playing it somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I seem to like, it's finding the time to paint stuff, and then like, I just never seem to get anything finished. That's the problem. You know?
That's my disease.
Yeah, it's like
I've got a million half painted fucking projects all over my house.
Yeah. Because there's just not. I'm just not getting things finished like in a scale that I'd like to. Like. So there we go.
The biggest problem I've got is like the things I'm trying to paint are just too big.
I'm
trying to do like a 28mm black powder.
Mm-hmm.
It's humongous, man.
Yeah, it is.
Even do Brunswick's, the fucking thing is massive. I've done, I don't know, 20 models, which is like a drop in the ocean.
Nothing. A unit.
Not even a unit.
It's like, yeah, I mean...
I'm batch painting 12 at a time as well. And it's like, it's so fucking slow.
No. It's going to take you a long time. It's going to take you a long time.
Yeah, but you do your batch of 12, and that probably takes you like a week.
Mm-hmm.
because I'm not doing it full time. You just pop in and you got like half an hour here, an hour there. So you do these 12 for a week, and that's like half a fucking unit. I've got another fucking 10 units to go. Shit.
Unless you're choosing a faction that isn't colourful.
It
that's
isn't.
On purpose.
It's Brunswick.
Yeah.
It's all black.
Yeah, they're all black, weren't they?
It still takes for fucking ever.
Still ages. Yeah, still ages.
We've still got cuffs and buttons and fucking.
Yep.
Oh, man. It's just. Oh.
But, A game I played like literally 2 days ago, which we all had a great laugh with, was Axis and Allies.
Yeah, I remember that from my old days.
So,
it's like the next step forward from Risk, isn't it? Risk and then kind of Axis and Allies, a little bit more involved.
Yeah. Like I read about the subject because I saw it in my loft. And it's a board game. Axis and Allies is a board game, and I've got a version from 2004, I think it is, or 2002. Yeah, like anyway, there is another version. But I would have thought it'd all be the same, like just reprint, like redesigned, looking a bit nicer. No, there isn't. It's actually quite a bit of difference.
Oh dear!
Which I found out. It is in like, oh right.
I don't think I played this one. I think I played the 90s version. It must have been.
I don't know. Anyway, Axis and Allies. It's a good 2-player game, or it's a very good 5-player game.
Five.
Yeah, yeah. And and we had a right laugh of it. So I played it.
You didn't get this done in a night, surely to shit.
We got it to actually an agreed decision. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd done the factions randomly. We'd done the prep beforehand. I got Germany. Anthony was Japan. OG Phil got America.
Right.
Nick got Russia. And,
he wouldn't be happy with that.
I was happy with that. And Gary got Britain. Great Britain and the five of us. And there's something hilarious. Like, so we played the game we got to a conclusion in terms of like, okay, the game wasn't finished, but I think it was like, okay, we can probably all agree on who's won this, which side's won this. And then Phil out of nowhere produced this downfall, you know, the clip downfall, the Hitler rant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Hitler rant.
It's one for that game. For that game, it was in our game that we played.
Right.
I'm going to show you after we record.
What do you mean it's one for Axis and Allies?
No, but he's recorded it with in-jokes from the game that we just played.
What, Phil has?
Yeah.
Using, like, AI or something?
Well, using, like, however it's done, like, yeah, the pro... Yeah, like, he's written his own subtitles, basically.
Oh, okay.
But it's so funny. And, like, Phil's got a wicked sense of humour.
Excellent.
So I'll show you that... I'll show you that after we record.
Post it up, it doesn't matter.
I did. I put it on the club, the page, yeah. It was just... Brilliant, yeah.
Little mics playing up. Oh, look, something's going to fall off. We've got these lav mics, but they're a bit of a law to themselves.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll post it up on the website.
Well,
if it's funny.
I mean, like, would you like a 2-player game of Axis and Allies?
Yes.
Would you like one?
I think so. But does somebody, is it quite hard work with just 2 players?
Then? No. Is it basically because if you play it as 2-player, so one person Axis, one person Allies, you've got the advantage of, but like the working together is the same for both sides because you're agreeing with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, this is what America's going to do, this is what Britain's going to do. If you have 5 people, then it's even better because you've got to agree as a team, like, what you're trying to do.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like, and it's just, and obviously the back and forth, it's the back and forth in a way that a board game, the social contract of playing a war game is. Because there is, obviously, you could do that exactly the same thing online. But no matter how you, like, if you're mic'd up in a chat room or something as well, it's never the same as being face-to-face and getting some beers in as well. And, we had a right laugh with this board game and we played loads of all these optional rules we stuck into it, like, which really brought out the flavour. Like, so I was Germany and I had my U-boats could, like, shoot up convoys and stuff, like, so, like, as industrial, and I had... I was good at defending, like, my territory, Fortress Europe, etc. It's some brilliant stuff. Yeah,
excellent.
But yeah, cool. We could definitely play that as a 2-player game.
Cool.
If you like.
That sounds fun.
What that was me. It says here notes trying to write game engines, learning engines.
No, I've been toying with them for a while, but that's kind of my semi-retirement, isn't it? I've got to try and find something to pass the time.
Yeah.
So So I think I'm going to have another look at, like, War Master and Napoleonics, but I think it would have to be quite different.
Mm-hmm.
I said that when we went out for the curry.
Yeah.
It deserves a game. And probably not that, what was the, we played Black Powder, didn't we?
Black Powder, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That felt like, it was a good game, but it just felt, it's like, it's not very well, it's not very tight rule set, is it? It's kind of like gentlemanly.
Yeah, it's gentlemanly. And I, you know, but at least.
That's got its own.
But you do get it finished, like the same day that you started.
That's true. That's mm-hmm. true.
I mean, because, you know, you've rumbled about, like, you know, going to Essex Warriors. As
I'm going. I've been a couple of times.
Oh, you have? What do you think of it?
I mean, I'm a young man compared to Essex Warriors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's scratching the itch because I keep getting DBA and DBM and DBMM mm-hmm. and DB all those other M's. I keep getting itches. So I'd rather scratch that itch. Then I think that when you're like playing games like 40K, you're learning like fluff and you're learning rule sets. It's all nonsense. What real world use is this stuff? So when you're like doing your DBA or your DBM and you're researching an army and like you're building a list and you're looking at man at arms books and Osprey for like paint schemes and you're like watching YouTube, you're actually learning about history.
History, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and it's like there are not everything's useful, but like some is useful. Like I'm looking at the Hundred Years Wars at the moment.
And what useful fact have you like?
You understand, like European history is fucking complicated, isn't it?
Yeah.
We were kind of on the edge, like just eating mud.
Right.
Lovely bit of mud here.
Yeah. Okay.
So the more you get into European history, you go fuck, they had it rough. You got like Polish people, and they go like, oh, you know. Poland must have been in and out of existence fucking so many times.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Over the course of whatever, 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. Just in and out and in and out and changed. Yeah. So you learn like so much history.
Okay, right.
And if you like playing Space Hawks, what have you learned? The fucking...
Well,
biggest best.
Space. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying scratching that itch. But I went to this very old man club, like crazy old man club. They play every other Sunday, all day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All day.
Yeah.
Every other Sunday.
Don't seem to get anywhere.
I've been twice now.
In my eyes, half of them look like they're about to drop dead. Oh, like,
that'd be me soon. Yeah. Right? So there was a bit of DBM the first time I went there. But the second time, there was maybe half a dozen tables. And the fucking game systems they were playing were so obscure.
Yeah.
It's like, this is nuts, mate. You're a new player coming to this club and you go like, that's not a single game system I've even fucking heard of, let alone I've got an army for.
Yeah.
So in a couple of weeks, I'm playing Bolt Action.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's a straightforward game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to have a lot of love for Warlord. I don't know what that is issue. Because it's not like they hate GW. GW didn't even get in the door.
Yeah.
You leave your GW shit at the door.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But maybe they don't like the way that they implement historicals. I don't know.
Well, or maybe they're not historically accurate enough for them. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. On the plus side, so you do your DBM is like pretty easy to build.
Yep.
Per unit, per base, but horrifically large unit wise, you need to do like I don't know. You can do like fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Bit like when you're playing Warmaster Ancient, and they say, oh, you're doing British, or you need like a million fucking stands of warband.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Similar, but at 15 mil, you're only putting like 3 miniatures on a base, so you might have to do 70 bases, but it's only 3 miniatures a base.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on Warmaster, it'd be like 30 models a base,
yeah,
potentially.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm.
Or certainly like 15 models over the 3 bases. So the only problem is that the rule set's unlearnable without teaching games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I guess the rule books are pretty obscurely written.
The guy, he's like a famous games designer, but fucking hell, he can't write a rule book.
Yeah.
It's impenetrable.
Yeah.
you're like reading one sentence of a rule and you're holding like 12 bits of information in your head and you're going like, this doesn't even make any sense. It's all like if, but not if, but only when, and then on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I can't keep all this information in my head. I'm not a dumb man.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see. I'm trying to. Yeah, scratch the itch again. And I've tried to play and getting excited by Warmaster Ancients, but it just doesn't do it for me. It just seems too static and the command structure's too fucking bonkers.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. I've only played like a couple of games of it.
Yeah.
How do you find Warmaster Ancients?
Well, I prefer Warmaster, if that's what, you know, if that's the direct question. It's like any other version of your main game system. It's like, well, why not play the main game system?
Well, I like that Warmaster, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's been like our go-to game for like, I don't know how many years. A lot of years. But Warmaster Ancients just never did it for me. I think the kind of command structure just falls apart when you're dealing with fucking guys with leadership 6 and you've got shit in your back with a -2. It's like, fuck, what am I supposed to do?
I think for me, I would say it's if you put the revolution like rules into Warmaster Ancients,
most of them come from it.
Well, yeah, but like as in like the half-paced move. Like, I think that's what that would. I don't know, like, I guess it would make it more appealing to me. I'm sure I've gone on camera, on record on saying this before. The thing is in Ancients, like, it's always human-based.
Also, it's a bit like Horus Heresy, human on human.
Yeah, but it's, say, like, so in Warmaster, you can have, one extreme to another. And you can have, if you still have an interest in fantasy stuff, not high fantasy, Age of Sigmar, but like low fantasy, like classic Warhammer is. But in Ancients, of course, there is no fantasy element. So it's like a guy versus a guy. That guy might be riding a horse or maybe
an elephant.
A guy. And you don't have an army of elephants. And it's like, I think in Ancients, it's those trash units where they are terrible. And because then historically, some armies like brought troops that were not there to fight, basically. But it's like they are awful.
They make troops. Goblins look good.
Yeah, exactly. Like 2 attacks and no armor or something like that. Yeah, it's just like there's no role for these guys. And there wasn't. And there wouldn't have been in history either. Yeah, like they're just bulk. Yeah, like, the real warriors are there. Yeah, like. In its defense, I probably would say I haven't played enough Ancients to give it an honest critical opinion, I would say.
Maybe. I think there's going to be, from what I picked up at the Warlord Open there, there's going to be an epic
Pike and
Hail
Shot.
Caesar.
Oh, Hail Caesar. Ah, right, okay.
Because they've already got Pike and Shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've given away some Covenanters whatever they were called this month. And would that? It certainly wouldn't tempt me to play it with the miniatures.
Well, then how different, because then you're playing a small scale. Because I've used Imperial Romans in Ancients, and they're to my eyes, they're a better army to use because they actually have a bit of variation. Like they have a few war machines. They have a cool rule, Legion rule. As in Romans are good. And they have like different caliber of like Romans in terms of like, but it's, then a Warlord game system where it's like their epic version of that, like how different will it be?
I don't know. I haven't played Hail Caesar, but it's a Warmaster successive game.
There'll be some familiarity.
Yeah, I'm sure the command structure won't be the same as Warmaster. Yep. So I have to wait and see. But one thing, so I was talking about this Warlords game, not Warriors, Essex Warriors, the first time I went down there, and they would say, oh, what games do you play? And I listed them all up. Nobody played Warmaster.
No.
I said Warmaster, nobody's heard of it, or nobody's heard they haven't played it. And then I was saying these Warlord games, nobody played those, apart from a few people. One Friday month paid Pike and Shot. They were all retired.
Did you just turn up one?
Yeah,
one
twice I've been down there.
Just unannounced, turned up. And be like,
so, Pike and Shot, they play one Friday a month. They're all retired, so they just take a Friday, go hire the church hall and play on their own.
Yeah.
I forgot where I was going now with this. Oh, so anyway, it's like Warlord Games. He said, oh, come over here. Mm. He said, oh, we've got these miniatures here. And there was a big fucking, big box of epic Pike and Shot, or it might be, what was the one before, the Black Powder? No, thank you, mate. He said, oh, they're free. I said, I don't even want them. You can't give them to me.
Can't give them away.
Because the thing is, they've created a system that only a fucking crazy person would buy into. Ridd was badgering me about these Covenanters. He said, oh, man, I could really get into painting these Covenanters for Pike and Shot. I said, mate, I've got 28mm Pike and Shot army. I'm not painting another one. And if I was painting another one, I wouldn't be doing it in these.
Yeah.
Because you've got to paint 80 miniatures for one unit.
That's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
80 fucking miniatures. For one unit at 13.5 mil, which is almost 15 mil.
Yeah.
So I was just saying, the great thing about DBM is, like, even the units of blades, which are kind of like hard, it's all with the fucking hard nuts or whatever, four miniatures.
Yeah.
On a base. Yeah, 40 yeah. by, it'd be like, if you were, like, there might be a 15 mil deep or 20 mil deep, 40 mil wide, mm-hmm. four miniatures. Not fucking 20 miniatures on per base. You've got to do four bases of the bastards. Yeah. Whoever, I mean, that's a vanity. I mean, he might be making money out of it. Who knows? But to me, that's just complete bonkersness.
Yeah.
It's like the worst bit of small scale miniatures and the worst bit of the base size, the big scale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's ram it together and make this game that kind of... Mm-hmm. Unless you've got to play with bare plastic. It's fucking cheap as chips to buy.
Yeah, yeah. Makes you wonder, like, how all of games, like, would make, you know, to make it viable to run it. Like, you
I don't know. I yeah. mean... Mm.
There you go. That's not. Who knows that question?
Mm. Yeah. So, apart from that, I've been playing zombie games.
All right. Okay. Zombie side.
Zombies. Last Night on Earth. they're all right. They're good yeah. fun. There's not much to them, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been playing, like, Hexbase. Do you remember those crazy fucking SPI games? They're like a black and white hex map with a little square cardboard tokens. I found this Napoleon at Waterloo one, 1971, pristine. I was interested in my loft. I punched them out, which is sacrilege, obviously.
Yeah.
That was quite good fun, but I don't really understand the game. I don't know.
Yeah.
The only way it seems the French can win is by escaping eight of their units out of the top left-hand corner of the map. Well, why would they do that?
Right. Like, you completely lost me there, Barry, on a tangent.
So, well, you know what I mean? So you've got the British here at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And then the Prussians are coming in from the top right.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way that the French win is not only have they got to kill a certain amount of British and Prussians.
Yeah.
But they've got to get eight of their units. And they've probably only got, like, 20 units to start with out of the top left-hand corner of the map. So they've got to go through the British.
So what does that represent?
I've got no idea.
Right, okay, fair enough, yeah.
Mm. It's like bursting through the Wellington's line.
Right, it? There you that's, go.
That's,
yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
Okay, so we're back in the room. We're just going to talk a little bit about some listener questions.
Yep.
So we had a guy called Kevin contact us through one of our various channels, because we got Facebook Messenger and the warmaster.podcast@gmail.com. And somebody even fired a question to Blackgate Miniatures. This fella, Kevin, was talking about an app, and he said that somebody on the Discord or Facebook group had created, but it's a bit mysterious. I don't know what app he's on about. Maybe he's on about the List Builder app.
Okay, right.
If he is, that's the guy's name is Dave.
Yeah.
He's a committee member, and the app is all kinds of awesome.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's rarely a week goes by where I don't spend some time on that app building our list.
Oh, okay. That's
and now they've got the ability to save the list, haven't they? So you publish your list, share your list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Fantastic. We had a guy called Anthony who's looking for strategy cards. PDF version, please.
Okay.
I've never heard of Warmaster strategy cards.
I mean, some people have, like, you know, like, you know, Ian and John have, like, when they run events, they normally do a card system in some way. Yeah.
Okay, so...
But there's nothing official. There's nothing like...
Maybe it's like Winter Roller, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing like, oh, these are the strategy cards for Warmaster.
So if you were trying to get a hold of Ian, let's assume it is Ian, then you'd have to go through Morgan Bernhardt at Warmaster GW Facebook page.
Yeah, that's
the easiest place to get him. I'm pretty sure he's on Discord as well, but I don't know what his name is on Discord.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Morgan Bernhardt again.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not him, then maybe it was something Rick, because Rick used to have a website with Warmaster stuff on. I don't know if that's still there, I don't know. Back in the annals of time, there used to be, where were the places? There was a Yahoo group. And there was a specialist arms forum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that still exists.
Yeah.
Specialist arms forum. I'm not sure how active it is.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe those places. I haven't got. I don't know what the cards are, so I can't really help you with that.
Yep.
And then finally, Rugger was asking us about. I think he was asking about Winter Roller.
Yeah.
I think I forwarded you the email to send him the Winter Roller.
Yeah, so when
it's on the list.
When I clear my emails, he'll get it. Yeah.
Well, you can send it to me. And he said, are there any points? He also has follow-up questions.
Yep.
So I've done my bit. He's got a cool name, Rugger.
Mm-hmm.
Something came to mind. Besides 2,000 points, are there any point levels for Warmaster Revolution you think are good to play at? Or conversely, are there numbers you would avoid? I find that getting low points games are way easier to quickly get a game in.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
we've been using 1K. However, in one of your YouTube games, you and Paul talk about the virtues of 1250. Cheers.
Yeah, I mean, so it obviously Warmaster scales to really well to any like scale. But I personally would say that if you're playing above 2,000 points, and if you are having because it's in groups of 1,000, like the min maxing. If you are going above 2,000, so basically you can have a situation where you can have 6 cannons, for example, three units of cannons.
Easily.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you have, like, if it's like, okay, our game's 3,000 points and it's, three times then that's where there's a bit of a problem, because you can build some things which, hang on, that's too strong.
Right.
It doesn't mean you, those are going to be one-off games.
You are putting a lot of eggs in one basket way.
But those are going to be one-off games, and whatever advantages you're getting, your opponent's getting as well.
Because you imagine if you got to the stage where your brigade was entirely cannons.
Well, yeah, it could be, couldn't it? Yeah.
That's going to sting to charge, and it's going to sting whatever it is.
What it means is if they all are targeting the same unit because it's the closest thing, then that unit, no matter what it is, gets deleted.
Yeah.
And not just wounds, but will be caused by like drive backs. What I'm saying is it's like you're not gonna play a tournament at bigger than 2,000 points.
No.
So
you won't have the time to play.
You won't have the time to play it. Yeah.
So, I mean, you could also do things like rather than play 3,000 points, you could have like 2,000 points with an ally 1,000 point.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So with their own general and their own units and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe have a there was a Triwiz where you had a negative to command across. So say you had High Elves and Empire.
It's a very simple thing to do,
They have minus one to command the other person's stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that'd be a nice way to mix it up.
Yep.
I think probably 2,000 is probably the best as a game.
Well, yeah, that's why it's played at that level at almost every event.
And I personally don't have any problems with 1250 using 2,000 maxes.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get some big artillery brigades, but I mean, by the time you spent all that money on artillery, if you knock that artillery out, you've probably won the game.
Exactly. Yeah.
So the game becomes, how do I kill your artillery, mate?
Yeah, and it also it's like you're controlling a lot more. You're doing a lot more orders to like individual units, at that kind of scale of that size of game, or a brigade is like rather than four units in a brigade, it's like two units in a brigade. So it's just, I mean, like the game scales. I say the game scales up and down really nicely, but. But you say you're never going to find an event that is bigger than 2,000 points.
See, I think 1,000 starts to get crumbly because some of the generals are so expensive. Like if you play High Elf, I mean, you deserve everything you get. But you're spending 20%, 18% of your money on just the general.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So and a general, there's not as much to command. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you may end up having to just bring him.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. Risque. But
what else are you going to do? Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll bring this Leadership 8 wizard.
Yeah.
Anyway. But I mean, there's a lot of intricacy to Warmaster.
Yep. So, mm-hmm.
I think that's the end of the three
questions. That's the three questions. Answers on. Undead Pirates Kickstarter.
Right. So I was contacted by him. I'm not even going to bother trying to say his name because I'm going to butcher it. He lives in Singapore. It's Machination Studio. It's not his first Kickstarter.
Yep.
He's got his own little games company he's been doing for a while, but he started playing and making 10 mil stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Playing, painting and like Warmaster, but now he's decided to do his own Rangers.
Yep.
So I don't know what the current environment on Kickstarter is. I don't know how friendly it is to War Master. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what kind of.
I wouldn't know.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've booked any, backed anything on there. Mm-hmm. So he's done Vampire Counts.
Yep.
And Tomb Kings.
Oh, it's the same
two.
Oh, it's two different Kickstarters. Like, is it not two different ranges?
Two ranges. So you can get one range, or the other range, or both ranges.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of sculpting.
Yeah.
Mm. And a whole lot of miniatures, and this Vampire Pirates thing is quite a big deal apparently in some bits of Warhammer. Although I've never fucking heard of it, but apparently it is.
Oh well, Coast of Vampires. Yeah, so there's a part of Lustria that like got colonized by a shipwrecked vampires.
Is it?
And they
they were eating lizards.
They just did what they did, you know, like, and they managed to survive and like carve out their own little kingdom.
Survive being
dead. Well, okay, that's the wrong word. Yeah, all right. Pirate Coasts. Yeah, it's a sub faction in Total War. Right.
Total War. Oh, well, that's probably where the emphasis
It will be. Yeah, like it, that's where you know it's they don't have like they don't have a unique. That's the kind of army list that would appear if we ever did an armies book in terms of sort of a alternative armies book.
But I think that would probably be a sensible solution because one thing I don't want to talk too much about the inner machinations of the committee, but there's always going to be a drive for more, more lists, more factions, more this, more that. If anything, we've got too many.
Yeah, exactly.
25 is fucking loads.
It's loads.
Yep. Loads. Yep. And there's quite a lot of like why witch hunters exist, why does this exist, whatever. If anything, you could maybe try and get a separate orc and goblin list or whatever. You could make an argument for fucking a million different lists.
Yeah. Yeah.
So rather than go round and round and round arguing about whether a new list should exist or not, maybe we just need to have like, because that's what they did, didn't they? They had a list, then they had some trial list, and then they had some fan list when GW did this game.
Yeah.
So maybe you can't have three variants, but you can definitely have lists, and then you can have just like fun, piss around lists. Like, you want to be hobbits, here's a fucking hobbit list.
Yeah.
I don't know what difference is going to be between hobbits and fucking goblins. Because what's the difference going to be, really?
At War Master scale, not much, is there? Yeah, like...
Well, one's green and one's brown.
Yeah. Not much. One likes buns. Like,
I don't know. I guess you've got to have ogres with the halflings instead of trolls with the fucking hobbit. Well, the other way around. Trolls with the goblins. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's quite an elegant solution. If we could just... Because we need somewhere to put stuff together. Because there's going to be pressure every year, pressure for a new list. Like, what was the last new list? I can't even remember. Somebody was talking about another fucking Arab list. I said, what the fuck is this?
What, an Araby, like...
No, not Araby. Another. There was another Indy or fucking some other.
Ind. Yeah, Ind, like in Kingdom of Ind.
Is that what it was?
I think so. Basically, it's India.
Is it?
Yeah, I think.
I've never fucking heard of this in Warhammer.
I mean, that's some real, like, they never saw, I don't think they ever saw models, of any type.
Is it?
But they are in the, like,
what?
I mean, like,
would they have?
No, what, I don't know. But one that would be closer to home in terms of, would be like Tilly, basically Renaissance Italy, and also the border states, like they're like separate factions, the border like states aren't empire, that's the point of them, they're lawless, but they are like individual like castles and stuff, and their keeps and and the ground surrounding them. So there's plenty more. There's more factions you could do, which have actually some, like, if you said that the old world were in terms of, and so you said that the empire was the center of like the old world. There's more factions that could be done that are closer to the epicenter of Warhammer than Ind, which is like no one's ever been there.
But I didn't even know it existed.
There you go.
What it was.
Yeah.
Ind.
Yeah. But they've never been featured heavily in anything.
Like, but it must have been featured at some point. Somebody's
knows it exists. Yeah, it's in like on a map. There's like where's this? What's that? What's that? But it's like there's not a great deal about them.
Okay. Mm. But I think and this Vampire Coast.
Yeah.
Which I've heard multiple people build lists for and talk about this fucking whatever they are. What are they called again? Well, Pirate Coast or so, Vampire Pirate Coast. Or
yeah.
Whatever the fuck it is.
I mean, I don't know if they have like an official, like how it goes together as a title, but Vampires of the Pirate Coast.
Right, that kind of list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, should there be a space for that list? I don't know. But it can't be in the main set of rules. It can't possibly. We're going to end up with so many lists. You're going to need like 20 people with a full-time job to try and balance this
stuff. Well, exactly. We're like 25 factions, aren't we? That is an awful lot. Awful lot of factions.
You could play a new Janus plays a new faction. He's not running short of factions, is he?
No, he's not. No.
No. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Interesting idea, Paul. Well,
there you go.
Well done. So, what's next?
As I said, also, Anklo has some Nurgle.
Oh, yeah. Anklo. He had his fingers burnt a couple of times with the old 40K, but now he's gone back to fantasy.
Yep.
Because they don't seem to give a fuck about fantasy, do they?
Because it's common knowledge that we had this, the cease and desist in terms of, like, for the art. And some of that art has now been featured with Warhammer the Old World. So I can see why. So, like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, there it is. Like, so when they did this post about Warhammer the Old World, like some of the rules they were like featuring, mm-hmm. some of the artwork that was used in that article was from War Master.
Right. Well, they own the art.
Yeah, they own it.
Well, you don't ever own art. No, they own the IP.
Yeah, it's like the IP. It's like, oh, okay, that's why they, there it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. Can't really argue. It's theirs.
No, it's theirs. And it's like, and I was like, oh, I recognise that picture. Yeah, because it's from... originally from Warmaster rulebook. It was like, basically obviously at a scale that Warhammer never is, but it was a whole, it was like a non-colour bit of artwork of loads of dwarves, like having a defensive position on multiple hills.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Which is at a scale that like you'd never play in Warhammer, like in terms of amount of stuff, but yeah, that's where it is.
So, I think there was a couple of, Grey Knights was the Grey one Knights, that caused the big problem, and then I think they went after him for another one, and mm-hmm. So I can't remember what that was. I don't know which the other one was, but I mean, fantasy they don't seem to give no frigs about. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's doing a nice Nurgle army.
Yeah, yeah, lovely.
I mean, it's good days to be a Warmaster player.
Yeah, sure. These things aren't ever uninvented, are they? It's not like you can't get hold of something that. Can't get a hold of a range that has been put out there, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Like, Paul's wife's just gone to pick the kids up. I think she's going to need a fucking canoe.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
we've had some fucking weather in the UK. In the last few. I mean, if this is global warming, fuck it.
This is the kind of weather where we should have been recording in the car, like old school.
He wouldn't have been able to fucking hear anything.
Can't hear anything in the rain.
Fucking hell. Mm-hmm. And it does always seem to do it at the school pickup time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, it is a very good time to be a Warmaster player.
Yeah, in terms of like the choices out there, like in terms of, you know, and those choices are, I think, without exception, better. It comes down to personal flavour, but it's like when you're comparing like 3D printed stuff that's been designed in the past year by somebody, comparing it to the metal models that are 20, 25 years old, like I think that the 3D printing is just always, they look better in my eyes.
Yeah, but that's my beauty is in the art of the beholder.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not sure I always agree with that.
Yeah.
I kind of like, when I did the Blackgate thing, it was on the cusp of 3D printing and I made a conscious choice not to because I like the kind of organic.
Yep, yep.
Because the problem with the 3D printed stuff, and I've said it multiple times on the podcast, is no matter what you try and do, to make them look different, they tend to all look the same.
Yeah, because of uniformity.
I mean, how much variation can you put in?
It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah, because the way the sculpting works of a 3D printed stuff is you make a door like the main torso.
Yeah.
And you spend a lot of time making that torso in the right proportions and stuff, and then you do a lot of stuff, moving arms and repositioning arms and weapons and heads and hats and all kinds of stuff. But everything kind of looks and feels the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's like a musical analogy is like if you're listening to a repetitive drum beat.
Yeah,
there are when it's played with the human, there are subtle variations in the volume of like how hard he's hitting the drums.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're doing a drum machine, it's all just there's no variation unless you program the variation. Mm-hmm. And when you look at some hand sculpted miniatures, they're more pleasing to my eye in the same way that like vinyl records, I guess, because you can just see that it's not uniform.
Exactly.
Everything's different because everything's sculpted different.
Because it wasn't done by a machine.
It wasn't done by a machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, fair enough, yeah.
But, mm-hmm. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you can't turn back the tide. No. As we'll talk about later in this podcast. It's it's like when the printing press came along, there were lots of people sat holding fucking the old technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just was obsolete overnight, wasn't it?
Yeah, well.
And that was like, I mean, in their eyes, the machines are still there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now in antique shops and museums.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. We will see. So, I mean, we'll talk a bit more later, but I mean, a big player in my last few years, Magister Millestam, they're as good as done.
Yeah, it's all sad to see, wasn't it? Yeah.
I looked at the, because he was asking for sensible offers, and it's not something, if I really wanted to, I could have probably done it. Although it's not local, so I don't know why.
You would have bought his business?
Yeah, but I mean, what business is there, realistically? Yeah. He's got a fucking lot of assets, but how much money are those assets making?
Mm.
So say you've got like, because I've got two miniature ranges, so I've got like, I don't know how many sculpts, several hundred sculpts, and a lot of molds and machines and stuff, but they don't make any money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what value have they got?
Yeah, exactly.
So you could say, oh, well, you spent, in order to produce these miniatures, I didn't spend because it was kickstarted, but you did spend, but it wasn't your money in effect. You spent like 10 grand maybe on sculpts and 10 an art and and other things.
Yeah.
So you could say, oh, is the range worth 10 grand then? Well, it's not, is it? Because...
How many times is it going to be sold? Yeah.
What does it matter what it cost? Yeah. I can't make any money out of it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I get it. Yeah.
So you say like, oh, so you spent 10 grand on the sculpts of the art and you spent another 5 grand making the mold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does it matter?
Yeah.
If there's no money to be had from those molds and that art, then it's not worth anything.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I know. I'm sure this is what happened with the printing press. I'm sure this kind of, your stuff was worth something, and then I see people trying to sell out all the time on. I'm a member of this sculpting Facebook group,
right?
So you see people say, "Oh, I've got this range of, you know, it's like blah 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 blah. I spent all this money on it and stuff, and sensible offers. There's no offers. Sensible offers. It's like,
just no offers.
Yeah. It's like, what am I going to do with it?
Yeah, yeah, true.
It's true. I'm not GW. Where am I getting my reach from? Who's going to buy this stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, interesting day. So that's really sad because I've spent a lot of money with those over the years.
Yeah. 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 Magister Millestam were really good. Yeah.
They were really good for 10 mil.
Yeah. For 10 mil. I mean, obviously.
In the days before 3D printing.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously really good for historical as well. Yeah.
I think we bought our. Were they not where we bought the 10 millimeter Napoleonics
from? Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Oh, no. Is that Pendragon? No, it wasn't Pendragon. It was Magister Millestam.
I'm pretty sure it was Magister Millestam.
Oh, dear.
So if you now needed some more of those, forget about it.
Yeah.
Gone. So, I mean, could somebody give him enough money to make it? I don't know.
What was he asking for?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It was. I looked at his books and he's barely, the place was barely turning enough and over. The turnover of the whole company wasn't enough to pay him, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's probably a one-man band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's got his, like, a relatively big workshop because he's fucking he had so many like product lines
loads
hundreds and hundreds and hundreds
across loads of different like subtleness of different time periods
but it's not worth anything.
Well,
mm-hmm. So, I mean that might come to everybody eventually, but it's definitely being felt more in 10 mil I think than any other scale maybe some of the even smaller scale 6 mil or whatever. That's Bacchus territory.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so not too much doom and gloom. Well, what's next on the list?
This is doom and gloom. Is it? Blackgate update.
Oh, Blackgate update. Fine. right, so this year's been pretty bad. I mean, last year was bad.
Yeah.
But this is very bad.
Very bad.
To the point that, realistically, I'm just going to have to mothball the website. I might not close it down.
Mm-hmm.
Might just take it offline and keep the web address.
Yeah.
You know, like blackbaitdemonriches.com. Just in case I come up with something to do in the future.
Yeah.
And then I've got a website and a reasonable amount of reach.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to have to move to eBay.
Now, yeah, you wouldn't be the first person. Yeah, if that's the case.
I mean, yeah, you give up 12.5%.
Yep.
But
it gives you that
12.5% of something. You get visibility.
Yes, visibility. Yeah.
Because I'm not sure how many people would know. Maybe they search on eBay and they go like, oh, 10mm ogres or whatever.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
come, and then on eBay it throws up a load of 3D printed stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've got to like try and find a way to sell stuff into that market.
Or Etsy as well. Etsy
was really expensive.
Or was it really expensive? I don't know.
What I found, because when I was looking at it, because you've got to pay to list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to pay to list, because what if I don't sell?
Yeah, well,
I might as well keep the fucking website.
That's the risk, isn't it? Yeah. So, but again, it gives you that profile. That gives you that reach.
More reach than eBay.
I don't know. Somebody different from me would be able to tell you, but that is where things are bought from, isn't it? Like,
because I know if you're 3D printing, fellas, you use Gumtree, don't you? I don't know what the deal is there, but that's where people go to buy and sell 3D printed stuff, STLs.
Yeah.
But one of the knock-on effects of that is that was where we were hosting our podcast archive.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I don't know if people are aware, podcasts aren't free to host.
No. Mm.
So it was costing us maybe like, I don't know, 100 and something a year to host.
Yeah.
And we weren't recording particularly frequently.
No.
So at the moment we've got like 4 or 5 episodes available at Podbean, and then the rest were in an archive at Blackgate. And that archive's going to have to move to a Google Drive account.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So it'll still be linkable from like Facebook. There'll still be places to get it from. And it'll be the warmasterpodcast@gmail.com drive account.
Yeah.
So it's the same place you can email us from.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that'll be a bit of permanence, because even though we've only got 15 gig for the moment, which is enough, I think they're going to move it to like 100 or 150 gig soon, because that's what Google are doing, because they realise like 15 gig, people fill that with photos in no time.
Yeah.
And videos.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sad days that Blackgate's going
to
go.
But it's not existing. It's still, like, if people wanted to get your stuff,
you can still get. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you could use email me or through Facebook or
It's you making a sensible choice.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, to have a website with an e-shop is like a couple of £100 a year.
Yeah.
And the way the market is now, in order for me to make a couple of £100, I've got to sell like way more than that.
You can sell more than that, exactly.
Yeah, because I do free posts and all this other stuff. It just is what it is.
Yep.
It is what it is. I'll not be the last one that says it's not worth my time to try and sell this through my own website.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Cool, okay.
It was funny that when I was looking into closing down, it started 7 years ago on December the 13th. The whole cycle was 7 years from the first Kickstarter and launching Blackgate to the end of Blackgate.
There you go.
7 years. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long process. We must have been recording longer than that.
Longer than that, yeah.
What?
So, 2024 tournaments, BritCon and the LGT.
So my BritCon's booked.
Oh, go on. Oh, what's the date of it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Second weekend in August, I think.
Second weekend in August, right, okay. Mm-hmm.
And it'll be Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
The Friday you can come and we'll just maybe go out for some food.
Yep, fantastic.
And they provide accommodation en suite in the university.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
With, I think you get.
This is Bristol. No.
No.
Which university was it?
It's Nottingham.
Nottingham, right. Mm.
So we can do the. If people haven't been to Nottingham and want to go to the tour, we can do the GW tour.
Okay.
And what,
so that's, so that's the event that you're going to run?
It is. So that's,
well, I can help you. Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a 2-day event.
Yep.
Capped at 32, because I can't be bothered dealing with more than five rounds.
Yeah, but that is the demand of Warmaster at the moment.
So,
you don't have to worry about being bigger than that.
Yeah, it's so I mean, if 16 would be great.
Yeah.
I think that's what you say, isn't it?
Yeah.
32 is probably
enough.
Enough. Enough to play over the course of a weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be nice that they're providing breakfast and lunch if you go in the accommodation. So you're only looking at your evening meals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it should be good. And that's Birmingham, not Nottingham Trent University.
Nottingham Trent University, yeah, cool.
So, cool. And what's your event next year?
When I spoke to all the players, you know, we had like a little, you know, open discussion about it, like of the LGT. Is the majority, like, given the choice of between, okay, being back at the LGT again or effectively being somewhere in a much more local, like Rittlehall.
But at home of Essex Warlords.
Yeah, yeah.
Warriors.
That's where the players would rather go to. So, yeah, you sell, yeah, you give them what the players want, isn't it? So at the moment, I don't think that Warmaster will be again at the LGT. Instead, it will be around the same time of year, I guess, or something. Yeah, it doesn't have to be the same date.
But there's no reason it couldn't be.
But, like, you know, it'll be around that point of the year where it'll, you know, but it'll probably be in, you know, a local village hall. But it'll be us completely by ourselves, and we'll get out, like, you know, as in, and the social will be there. Right. And I think, yeah, and that's cool. And that's like, that's
just try
that's,
not to pick that weekend.
Why not? Yeah, but I won't then. Will I?
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah.
It's a problematic weekend.
Yeah, but again, it's I can't. The 32 people is the maximum. At the moment, I don't see a Warmaster event getting bigger than that. Yeah, that is the upper demand of something. Okay. Yeah, which is fine. Like, it's not a problem.
Yeah, that's good.
Know? Like, it's like, you know, is
32 is five rounds.
Yeah, five rounds. It's like, and, you know, people are, you know, people aren't, you know, it's, that's a lot of games of Warmaster to play. You know, is, yeah, still, it's like, it doesn't have to be.
So it'll be interesting to see the, because you'll see the difference in approach from Paul and Barry to tournaments.
Oh, right, okay.
Because you're always on the hard clock.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm on the, like, round clock.
Yeah, all right, fair enough then.
Well, luckily we got rid of most of the slow-playing people.
Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah, like, or those that they agree that they are slow and they're happy with that fact.
Yeah. Although, saying that, the same BritCon event, the big epic event, the 3-day epic event, so, yeah, so we'll be able to talk with those fellas, and that they had some slow players in their games. Yeah, so holy fucking moly. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see the differences.
Yeah.
So,
well,
we are quite different. I'm quite a tournament-y person, but I like to try to tone down the events I run. I don't know why that is.
I don't know, Barry.
I don't know.
You're a man of, like, of opposites. Yeah, like, aren't
that's
you?
Right.
Yeah, like,
contradictions.
Yeah.
Contradictions. So you need to get that date put down.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I mean, there's plenty of.
But people have, like, lives, don't they?
I know.
Because, like, you're not waiting for Zach to tell you the date, are you?
No, exactly.
Mine's already in, second weekend in August.
Yeah, okay.
The tickets are sold by them. I don't deal with any money. It's LGT thing. All the money goes to them.
Yeah, yeah. It's easily done. Yeah, like, but it's, they'll be just looking at what is publicised for next year in terms of confirmed events in the UK anyway.
Right.
So, say, like, say, because when yours can move, like, make sure it doesn't tread on anybody's toes. I'll try to do my best. Like, okay. I mean, like, yeah.
Maybe that's something we need to do, or the community needs to do, is have, yeah, like an event calendar.
Yeah, exactly. Like, back on Facebook again, like, a way of having it visible for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
Yeah, cool.
That'd be good. Right. I think that's
it. So, outro, include how to contact the podcast and where to find our episodes. You have mentioned this.
Yeah. So, warmasterpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's warmaster.podcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Facebook, although I'm getting back onto Facebook now, unfortunately.
Because
maybe my mental health's a bit better. I do find Facebook a fucking struggle.
It's right, like, fair enough, yeah.
Do you know, maybe you just let it wash over you.
Well, what do you find difficult
I'm just in a random group, not the Warmaster group. Let's pick a different group, like this sculpting group.
Yeah, yeah.
So and then somebody will post something.
Yeah.
And then this will escalate from nowhere, just like an instant post, and suddenly there's like 30 people fucking piling in on each other. It's like, what? Just go and have a walk, mate.
Nah, well, if you let that kind of thing bother you, Barry, then
that's, just like, yeah. Just like. People get addicted to aggro. They get addicted to, like, anger.
Wow. There you go. It's a drug.
It is a drug. That's why the Daily Mail, the front page of the Daily Mail is what it is.
Yeah.
Because people see it, get angry. Got to fucking read it. And then the next day, they fucking get angry again. Give me this fucking anger. It's like the road rage on the people getting angry. What are you getting angry about, mate?
I don't know. Not for me.
Not for me. Well, definitely. Anyway, so I'm back on Facebook a bit. Okay. Hopefully I don't get my hands too badly burnt.
Well, yeah, if you do, it's you letting them be burned.
But it's not interactions with me. It's just interactions that I see. I think, why are you behaving like that? What's the point? I remember one of the interactions that really fucking cheesed me off was on Facebook. It was like somebody was trying to sell something, and Chris Orr's got like, it's ages ago, Chris Orr's got some War Master trading group.
Yeah.
And he was trying to sell something. And what he was selling, it was a load of fucking nonsense. He was selling like a 1,200 point army, and he's saying, oh, it's a 2,000 point army.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
And I said, this is not a 2,000 point army. He said, you can spend all this money on characters. I said, well, you're not going to spend fucking 800 points on fucking characters, are you? You've got 1,200 points of fucking stuff.
Yeah.
And 800 points on characters. And then he got into a really big mood and said, mate, you just got to list things properly. People come here and they might not know what a War Master army is. You've listed it straight away, fucking for sale, 2,000 point War Master army. How is this not a fucking 2,000 point army?
Yeah.
So magic items and characters.
The things that, yeah. Okay.
It's barely a fucking 1,000 points.
Never mind.
No, and you just ask, and you go, like, why? Mm-hmm. Why can't you not just be nice?
Well, I don't know. Like, if the world was nice, there'd be a lot less problems in it.
Yeah. Well, that is definitely the truth.
Yeah.
Definitely true. Anyway, enough from me. Yeah. It's this time of year and it's sad. Sad, all that. Need to get a big fucking daylight lamp out or something. Get some vitamin D. Anyway, so this is War Master Podcast with Paul and Barry.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Episode 184. I don't know what the next one's going to be.
That's all right. We'll find a subject. Yeah.
If you've got an idea for a subject,
you can give us an idea for a subject, but we'll
that'll be good. That'll be good because I mean, unless we're going to restart the army list.
No, we don't have to do that. It's like there's always more stuff to talk about.
More stuff. So throw us in some ideas, please, and we'll see you next time.
Cool.
Would you like to know more?